Olo.
Arlo.
It's Olo.
Olo. No, it's Marlo. Welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 94. It's time for us to check using the Jimmy and Luke Show app once again. This is how every episode starts off now, is with me checking the Jimmy and Luke Show app to figure out what episode we're on.
You should do this beforehand.
I know. This is only episode 93. I thought it was 94. Oh, jeez, we're nowhere near episode 100. Well, I think we're going to be at episode 100 on March 1st. That's the plan, because we're going to release it on March 1st. So.
Why March 1st?
Because it's the first day of March, it's Saturday.
And nobody does anything.
It seems like a good, clean day. But January 25th is the 2-year anniversary of us starting the podcast, and that is like today or something. That's Friday. Yeah. No, Saturday. Okay, so Friday's episode will be a celebration of our 2-year anniversary, so look forward to that. But for this episode, we're just going to talk about some shit, okay?
Shit.
I'm going to begin. We're going to begin by
first
talking.
First of all, you sit on the toilet. You squeeze hard. It comes out all brown and sticky.
Disgusting.
It's the tastiest part.
I think that's really going to appeal to our target audience. 2-year-olds.
We don't have it. True.
Where did I hear that?
All this swearing that comes from my mouth attracts probably 6 to 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
They seem to like swearing.
They do. But they like toilet humor.
YouTube suggests that anything that has swearing in it, that's, let's say, 16 plus, is actually 7 to 12-year-olds watching it, and there's less adults under the age of 25 watching it.
Your name is Dean.
So essentially, if you want to capture a large audience, swear a lot.
Your name is Lucien.
You get a lot of people that way.
Yeah.
I'm Wang Tao.
We're going to do a special... Anyway. So she... The saucy... Yay.
You have to swear a lot.
The saucy winter games are coming on February whatever. February whatever. Probably the 8th or something. So the Sochi Winter Games are coming. Everyone who goes to the Sochi Winter Games is at risk of being killed because terrorists, militant groups are threatening to blow up the Sochi Olympics. They released a video, or I think they posted on their website the other day saying, "We have a nice surprise waiting for all the tourists." Imagine hearing that and then still going to the Sochi Games. Seeing that there are terrorists planning on blowing the shit out of you, and then, alright, I'm gonna go anyway. Vladimir Putin will keep me safe. He looks like a reliable, trustworthy young gentleman.
Oh, are we going to die here, Mommy? Yes, sir.
Yes, we are.
Can we still go? I want it to be dead.
I would literally...
I want to see me die.
Genuinely, if I had paid for a ticket for the Sochi Games and it cost me $100,000, I would still cancel. Because...
I'm going to mine, Tom.
Because... Mine. Great. Because the Sochi Games are going to be so fucked up.
There's a 50% chance in the UK and then, like...
No, let's hope to God that there's,
Nope.
Let's hope to God that there's,
I only love one ticket. It's like £90 for tickets.
Yeah. Jeez, that's expensive. That's more expensive than San Diego Comic Con.
It's more expensive than your mom. Oh,
if it's in England,
no, it's not.
You pay for my plane ticket.
My mom's way more expensive than that.
No, she's not. She's 20 cents, yeah, sorry.
Anyway, what was I going to say?
She's 2 cents.
What was I talking about? Sochi Games, yes. Vladimir Putin is officially asshole of the year, okay? Can we all agree on that? And let's clap. Congratulations, Mr. Putin. Would you like to accept your award?
His name is Rumpelstiltskin. He's my son. Do not hurt him.
Vladimir Putin is douchebag of the year. He says, "We do not mind the homosexuals coming to the games, but they must remain away from children." So funny.
Well, at least he's trying.
He's not trying to do shit. Vladimir Putin has... And don't sue me for this, Russian state. I'm going to say this in quotation marks.
Put it this way. There
is a good chance that Vladimir Putin has abused 50 times more children than the gay population of the world combined. And that is a fact. He is a disgusting individual. And he's a fascist.
Well,
and he's...
that's just bad. You should just watch all the things on Indian.
He's not the worst. I'm not saying he's the worst. I mean, shit, he's not as bad as Kim Jong-un by a mile. But he's still a horrible person, and he shouldn't be in charge of what is technically a first world country in Europe.
But it's technically your mom. Oh.
Anyway, I don't want to get into any more political argument because there isn't really any in the first place. But Putin's an asshole of the year, and the Sochi Games are going to turn out shit, be it that there is a terrorist attack or not. God, hope there isn't. But
do you want to build a snowman?
No, I don't want to build a snowman. No, what is, does she actually respond, or she's never responded? You know, at the end of the movie, when they kind of they're like standing at the castle or whatever, and then the camera like zooms out, and then you hear this. No, it's like a big final slow instrumental version of the "Do you want to build a snowman?"
Yeah,
and that's beautiful. I love that couple notes at the end. It's lovely. You know, that movie has been in the top 5 in the American box office for 10 weeks in a row. That's a record. It's a world record, I think. It was number 1 in its 8th week or something. It's completely fucking insane. We're talking about Frozen, by the way. Do you want to build a snowman? Yes, I want to build a snowman. Do you want to build a snowman? Is Viber finished yet? Yeah, must be.
Yeah, it is.
I went on Instagram yesterday for the first time. It showed me all of my mobile contacts' Instagram names. So then I had like a really depressing hour and a half looking at the Instagram profiles of all of the people I went to school with. Yeah? It was extremely depressing. They're all miserable looking people. Oh god, it's awful. Anyway. Viber. Now, the thing is, I can't actually access Viber right now because of my lack of...
Your phone is shit.
No, my phone is not shit. I could get 4G if I want to. I just don't want to pay for it. And you obviously have some deal that with your network that I don't.
I have no idea what the fuck is on my phone.
Where is Viber? I want to find Viber.
I should my phone on. What?
Find Viber first.
That's how I find it.
Really? Yeah. Does that happen with your phone? That's shit. Jesus.
That happens sometimes.
You're fucking shit.
Yesterday I spent 2 hours. I never said that F word. I spent 2 hours yesterday doing the new issue of Movie Taco on Microsoft Publisher. And then the computer.
Don't you dare lie to me.
Then Microsoft Publisher crashes and I haven't saved a thing. So I'm screaming. But I found an auto recovery file. So everything was okay.
I love how on the PC everything auto saves when it crashes.
This was on a Mac. But yeah.
Yeah, PCs are better.
God, a Mac managed to save something.
Exactly. It never happens. I was so surprised. I was like, I've lost everything. And then I went to found it. And a bunch of people have signed up for Lamb Devours the Oscars. Let's talk a bit about this. I am the editor. I can't do it when there's people standing around. I am the editor for 2014 of Lamb Devours the Oscars. What are you trying to sing?
Nothing.
Boyzone.
At least I can sing.
Are you trying to sing Boyzone?
Yes, because I tried to sing.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Sounds like Boyzone. Pass around the bottle and we'll share your troubles and la 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 love will save the day. Jeez, your phone started up a lot faster than mine. Mine takes like 20 minutes to get started. Maybe Viber just didn't download.
It did.
It's a little telephone, just so you know, if you're looking for it.
You know what it looks like, you idiot.
You actually have Snapchat. Why don't you ever use it then? I'm always trying to Snapchat, yeah.
Because I don't want to use it.
You should give out your Snapchat name on the podcast and get a bunch of, like, penis pictures.
Tiffface 5.
Is your Wi-Fi even turned on? I can't see it up there. Anyway. Back to the Sochi Olympics. Don't go to the Sochi Olympics.
Are you saying Sochi or Sochi?
It's Sochi. 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 Do you think I was saying social?
Yes.
Sochi. What the fuck? Anyway, so the Sochi Olympics begin, but a rain on NBC's The Tonight Show concludes with Jay Leno handing over his chin to... handing over his chin... and his chair to James Fallon, who, in my opinion, is a far more competent chat show host. Of course, Leto did this same action previously in 09, I believe, when, in the same... exactly 5 years ago, when he decided he was going to step down from The Tonight Show and he was going to hand his chin over to Conan O'Brien. Of course, no one liked Conan O'Brien because he was way too edgy for that 10:30 audience. So Conan O'Brien was, in due course, fired and moved to TBS to a show that no one watches. So now Jay is leaving again. Who? Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, how dare you lie about my Conan O'Brien?
I'll lie, it's the truth. So now Jay Leno is handing over his chin once again to Mr. James Fallon, who is great. What?
No, he's not.
He is. James Fallon is the best. And what goes on in that TY 2013-14 group? I can't imagine. I'd say it's awful.
We just do stuff like, what are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, that's so stupid. Oh, that's the worst. That's so depressing. I don't want to think about that stuff when I'm on the internet. Although yesterday I was allowed into the Potter...
Did you know?
I was allowed into the Potter... I know what's going on anyway because I'm competent to write things down.
Killian came on and said typing vile, vulgar stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Like, flying pigs and...
Well, I got allowed into the Potter Fest 2014 staff group. I don't care. I'm never going to friend any of them, so this you can't. My page is completely privatized.
What the? Oh, did I just open?
Your home screen is very pretty. I lack the leaves. Although mine is prettier because it's of Taylor Swift, so.
Mine is prettier because look at this.
I know, yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. That looks like the time travel effect in Michael's film. So anyway, I'm going to finish my story about The Tonight Show. So Jimmy Fallon's taking over The Tonight Show. His first guests are going to be Will Smith and U2, and then Seth Meyers is starting a week later on Late Night.
Jimmy Luke Show 100 episode thing that we're doing. We have a special guest.
No, we're not. That's Jimmy Fallon's first.
We have a special guest. Kevin Bono.
No, we're not.
Oh my God.
It's Bono. Yeah, exactly.
Bono, yeah, sorry, Bono. Boner.
I wouldn't let Bono within 2 miles of this podcast unless we were going to execute him. I don't hate Bono that much, but I certainly don't like Bono. He's a fucking asshole, anyway.
These look nice.
What? I like that one. I like them all. That's ugly. Yeah, that's kind of boring. I like that one. That looks like the logo for Heroes. Anyway, enough about it. So Seth Meyers is starting a week later, and his first guest is going to be Amy Poehler. Not that exciting. So, in other news, T. Burrell won an award.
He won an award.
He's my favorite actor. T. Burrell's my favorite actor. I've written a whole screenplay with him in mind for the lead character. And he was presented a Screen Actors Guild of America award for Best Actor in a Comedy Television Series on Saturday last. He was presented the award by Josh Holloway, who is the other lead actor in my script. So that's really cool. I don't expect either of those actors to actually be in my movie ever, but you know, if they wanted to be, that was their first television meeting was on the Screen Actors Guild Awards. T. Burrell is the best, and I would highly recommend you go and watch his speech online. Just type in T. Burrell SAG. It's okay. To be honest, I can imagine that as the artwork for our podcast. But anyway. I want to take some like photos of us for the podcast artwork of us like fighting over like a big, yeah, I don't know. I have some cool ideas.
With little drumsticks.
Yeah. I have a cool idea. No. We're going to be like, it's going to be like a big old-fashioned microphone, and then we're like pulling on it and fighting over it. I don't know. I have some good ideas for photos, but the problem is we can't take them because we don't have a professional photographer or room or space or time. Yeah.
That is deep.
Yeah. And Anyway,
I is smart. I didn't know how to do it.
What else do
I
have to talk about? So Lamb devours the Oscars. Go to largeassmovieblogs.com and click on Lamb devours the Oscars. I'm editing it. If you submit something, if you're a member of the Lamb and you want to write a piece about a particular category or nominee at the Oscars this year, you can do that. I will put it in. I'm the editor. I'm the best. Thank you very much. Good night. Now, we made a fantastic game for our publication called Who Knows the Noses? And we got the pictures of famous people's noses and you have to guess who they are. So we put the noses of Taylor Swift, Neil Patrick Harris, Sean Penn, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Richard Nixon.
You see, you know what the fuck about Taylor Swift, it's getting really annoying now.
What do you mean?
You always talking
about Taylor. I'm not always talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Gene. Is he always talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Dean just goes along with whatever you say. That's not true. I barely ever talk about Taylor.
Sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Do you want me to do that again? Do you want me to do...
I see that one.
What was I going to say? So... Do you want to build a snowman? Uh-oh. I just realized our teacher's sitting over there. That's my picture. Stop showing them.
These are my pictures. You like them?
They're my pictures.
I took them personally.
These are no longer my picture. Who the hell is that? Oh, that's what's his name? Your man Crumlish.
Out the window.
Wait, that's Johnny's what?
That's Johnny's bitch. Instead of going off the pipe, they go out the window.
Wait, you're using two.
Jimmy.
No, I'm not. That's Johnny.
Jimmy, we have to play Michael on the radio. Do you want to? Like, we're going to edit, I'll edit it in afterwards. Should we play Michael's radio interview?
No.
So Michael won't want his house.
I'm trying to think of how I could edit it so that they don't give out the name, they don't give out the place.
They will give out the name, they will give out the
name. No, I know, but I can edit it.
Rip out. Rip off show. Is that outside Johnny's house or Johnny's rip off?
That's in Johnny's house.
Oh, okay.
This is Johnny's house on the computer. On the computer screen.
We're in his house right now. Look around here.
Yeah.
It's big, isn't it?
Inception. They launched an amazing...
Who's the target market for this big, huge, fancy-ass car? Michael.
They launched an amazing website yesterday.
Who's the target audience for this piece of lint?
EmpireOnline.com/Jan27, and it's like this weird page, and it says, it all begins on Jan 27. It's black, but it has some sort of holes in it, so it looks like the moon or like Interstellar, but it's probably X-Men. Do you want to build a snowman? Yes, we want to build... God, James, you're so late to the Frozen party. We didn't
know.
We did an episode called Olaf like 2 months ago, and you're now singing, do you want to build a snowman?
It's just a circle of my head.
You know that Olaf is actually the snowman that they built?
No.
Yeah, well, I didn't figure I didn't figure that out until afterwards, did I?
My God.
I really didn't figure that out until afterwards.
Do you want to build a snowman? Why don't you go down on Viber again?
Do you want me to Bluetooth it to you?
No. I got so...
Oh, why did you get the lyrics for Let It Go?
I randomly said something, all the lyrics.
I can't. I don't know the tune of it. I've only heard it once.
I can't remember how it goes. I love this song, though.
I really don't like that song. I really don't. I just don't like it. It's like a Eurovision song. It's really over-the-top, bad melodrama. But everyone else seems to love it, so... I don't know. It seems to be appealing to people who like Idina Menzel in general, like Wicked and all those West End musicals, or the Broadway musicals she's been in. I decided for like the 18th time last night that I was going to write a Broadway musical, but then I decided not to. Do you want to build a snowman? So we probably won't play Michael's interview, but stay tuned just in case. What else do we need to talk about today? You know what I'd say? I'm gonna say we're gonna take a break now, and we'll be back in a few seconds later on today, live from somewhere else. See you then. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 3, 2, 1.
What's the last thing you said?
In summer. I think the last thing I said was, we're going to be. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna be back in 3, 2, 1. And now we're here. We're back. Yeah. It is the Jimmy Luke Show. It's a nice finger life.
coming at ya from a different place to usual. This isn't even where we...
No. In your Sherpa.
Usually, we do our shows from the, canteen. Then, if we're not in the canteen, we do our shows from wandering around outside the canteen. But today, we are in a completely different place, in a completely different part of the place that
we live.
On
Mars.
Yeah, we're in Mars. So, therefore, you're going to hear less people in the background, probably, because it's quite quiet around here. It's lovely. We're beside a river. Yes, don't push me over in the mud. We were in the same place last week, and,
somebody fell in the mud.
That somebody being, moi. C'est moi.
Who's moi?
Et that's c'est moi.
Who's moi?
Me. I'm moi.
Well, you're not. I'm
we're having some censorship issues with Beware the Horror Ghost. We told you all about Beware the Horror Ghost before. Basically, there's a bit in Beware the Horror Ghost where an exorcism occurs with a what appears to be a Catholic priest. And basically, there's an exorcism. Anyway, so we're now getting in trouble with a state body who have some Catholic concerns about the exorcism, among other things in our film, and we're going to have to cut it or reshoot it or something, which I think is ridiculous. We supposedly live in a free country. We do not live in North Korea. But you know what? If they're not, they're not telling us our film will be made illegal. They're just telling us it will be have certain restrictions and certain obstacles put in place. So anyway, hopefully you'll get to see it at some point.
It's usually always a Catholic and Christian priest who exorcism, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's the tradition. That's what you'll see in every horror film ever made.
With an exorcism.
And that's why Catholics don't like horror films. But to be honest,
so do psychics.
It is fair, though. I mean, Jesus, the Catholic priests are more likely to be in a Catholic priest because they have less sense. I don't mean to offend, but I do. So, where can we go now? What time is this? 12. It's 1 o'clock. So, all right. It's still late. It's late enough. It's windy now, so it's going to be hard to hear us.
And it comes up as Yahoo.
Of course it does, because Yahoo is like the third most popular website on the internet.
Autocorrect is Yahoo.
Yeah, but if you put in Go.
Y-E-A-H. Yeah.
Oh, right. But if you put in Go, it's going to give you Google. If you put in Fa, it's going to give you Facebook. So, if you put in Yo, it's going to give you YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
If you put in Tol, it's going to give you in the summer.
Yeah.
You're gonna get bumped. I don't even know how bump works.
You bump the phone together.
Yeah, but I don't know if it requires Wi-Fi or not, right?
I think Wi-Fi.
It will work when you get to a better location. That's the guy that there is, the guy who works in the post office. You want to go back up to the room?
Mm-hmm.
You think anyone else will be up there?
Nope.
I mean, they were last week, but...
Maybe.
There might be some people, I don't know.
Might be someone.
Maybe the F-Dog will be up there.
The F-Dog?
The F-Dog.
Mr. F. Oh,
the
Mr.
F-Man. F-Man. The F-Man. Dan F. Oh. D-Fa.
So the Defo.
The D-Dog. The D-F-Dog. The F-Dog.
The Defa.
I wasn't here once during my work experience. Only once. And now we're going through some revolving doors. I have no idea. They're obviously broken slash damaged slash broken.
Well, I think it was raining, but then you came in earlier screaming and panicking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, that was so stressful. I was trying to get the iPad inside. I just hope the iPad can get off. So, reflection of what? I wonder if the door will actually be locked. That'll be really sucky. We're going into a room now. There are other people. Okay. Deanna's in there. Is there anyone else? She lives alone. Oh, and the K-Dog is in here too.
Okay.
The K-Dog. K-Dog. Okay, so, anything else to say?
Nope.
I don't think there's anything else to say. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. No, actually, we'll be back on Friday with our 2-year anniversary, episode 24. See you then.
2 years. Goodbye.